my next guest here to keep you up on where to go, what to do come the weekend. Never too early to talk about the weekend, maybe. Everybody's weekend may be different, but let's talk about this weekend. Weekend City Guide with Sarah Tincher, managing editor of Grand Rapids Magazine. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you. What are we going to do this weekend?
Well, as always, there's plenty to do. And if wine and art pique your interest, stop by Grand Haven tomorrow night for the city's Wine About Winter event, where businesses will be hosting West Michigan artists, plus wines from California, Oregon, and Washington from 5 to 9 p.m. More details are available online at downtowngh.com. And for those of you up in the Muskegon area, the Frauenthal Theater will be hosting the West Michigan Symphony tomorrow night as they perform music by classical German composers. The show starts at 7:30. Tickets are $10 for students and start at $25 for non-students. You can find more info at westmichigansymphony.org. And it looks like it's going to be a busy night in Muskegon tomorrow night. The Alley Door Club also will kick off its 2018 season this weekend with a performance by blues artist Vincent Hayes. The doors open at 6 p.m. for happy hour, and the show begins at 7 at the Frauenthal Center Ballroom. Tickets cost $10, and you can check out frauenthal.org for more details. Our local Detroit Red Wings affiliate, the Grand Rapids Griffins, are back in town this weekend once again, facing the Cleveland Monsters both Friday and Saturday at Van Andel Arena. For tickets, promotions, and other info, visit griffinshockey.com. And the Grand Rapids Civic Theater will also present All the Way, the story of Lyndon B. Johnson's presidency in the 1960s and the Civil Rights Act, at 7:30 Friday and Saturday night, and at 2 on Sunday. You can buy tickets and find more details online at grct.org. And whether you're already waist-deep in home renovation process like me, or you're still standing at square one, I understand that feeling too, you can't miss out on the Grand Rapids Remodeling a New Home show this weekend. The exhibition will give you a chance to check out hundreds of builders, remodelers, home improvement services, designers, and more, anything you could possibly need. And we'll be open from noon to 9 tomorrow, 10 to 9 on Saturday, and 11 to 5 on Sunday at DeVos Place. You can visit showspan.com/GRR for more info. And finally, the Wheatland Music Organization will present its 9th annual Winter Wheat Grand Rapids event this Saturday as a celebration of traditional music and dance. The fun starts at 1 p.m. Saturday and runs through midnight. It's quite a long event.
Run to midnight, yeah.
I know, it's quite a lot of music and dance, but hey, if you're up for it.
Sure.
Runs through midnight at the intersection in downtown Grand Rapids. Interested? Check out wheatlandmusic.org.
Right. All right. It's a little time talking about this January issue you hold in your hand.
Yes, ma'am. It's finally that time of year again. So this month, we released our annual Best of Grand Rapids Readers Poll, plus a few staff picks. And of course, you've been around for quite a while with us, but the Best of issue is a big deal for us. It takes a whole lot of time to put together, but it's totally worth it. We counted many, many ballots and tallied up the totals to figure out the best of just about everything Grand Rapids has to offer, according to our readers. Yes. This year's poll included 101 categories. You heard it, 101, ranging from food and drink to entertainment to shopping to services, such as day spas, doctors, doggy daycares, you name it. Each reader's poll category has a winner deemed the best of its category, plus two runners-up, though our handful of staff picks only include one honoree, so don't be confused there. Of course, I can't go through every single one, but I have a few picks that I want to share. And I shared this one last time, but it's just so great. I have to say it again. Vandermill was sort of our MVP this year. They won 3 awards this year. Topped the list in 3 separate categories. Best hard cider, naturally. Best brunch and best outdoor/deck seating, which, of course, you can't take advantage of right now.
No.
It's a little dreary.
Should cover that in the summer, in the wintertime.
You know what? And they actually might, but they've got such a nice, it's so nice outside. It looks so beautiful over there in the summertime. So maybe you should wait till it's warm out. Get the...
Again, that's for one who's never heard of Vandermill, correct?
Yep.
Yes. It's a cider.
Yep. Yeah. It's the second location of it. Because it started in Spring Lake, and now they opened their Grand Rapids production facility a few years ago, and they've been expanding on it ever since, and it's awesome. It's over on Ball Avenue. It's kind of tucked away in an odd spot, but if you've ever been, it's definitely worth it. Their food and ciders are amazing, and if you haven't been yet, you have to check it out.
Yes.
If you're looking for a cider to try, owner Paul Vander Hyde told us the most popular cider is called Totally Roasted, and you can get that at a lot of restaurants around here if they have a local cider. Totally Roasted, it's pretty common, but it's very vanilla-y and almost seasonal, fall kind of tasting, but it's so good. I've tried it. It's delicious. And one of our new categories this year was Best Tater Tots. And according to our readers, the Blue Dog Tavern was the obvious choice. These are not your average tater tots. Co-owner Fred Macris told us the Blue Dog Tavern offers creative crispy tots with delicious toppings like their Philly cheese tots, poutine tots, and garlic parmesan tots. They all sound so good, to name a few. Plus, they pair wonderfully with some of their beers the Blue Dog has available on tap. If you're a cupcake fan, the place to try is the Salted Cupcake down in Kentwood. Their menu includes a selection of 12 flavors every day, including 5 daily flavors, 5 rotating flavors, and 2 wheat-free options for those who can't have that. And plus, they sell pupcakes daily for your furry friends. How fun is that? Yep, and I didn't realize what that was until I had to call and clarify. It's for dogs. Makes sense. Yes, I think it's pretty cute. And as a bonus, I'll give you a staff pick. Yes. I'll go with this one. Next time you're looking for a card, and I mean any card from birthdays to thank yous to graduations to probably anything you could possibly think of, you have to stop by Rebel, which the staff working with me at GRM chose as the best place to buy a greeting card. And just make sure we're all on the same page. You might know it as Rebel Reclaimed, but they did just rebrand recently as Rebel. So to avoid any confusion there, the co-owners at Rebel told me they have a collection of about 600 to 700 cards on hand at any given time, which is a ton. And they hand select their products in small batches, focusing on selecting items that are funny or tell a good story or stand out aesthetically or would appeal to a particular niche audience. And they've really got some great stuff over there, so it's definitely worth stopping by. And I can't not say it again. Of course, I have to mention Miss Shelley Irwin.
Oh.
You were one of the mentioned best personality radio personalities in Grand Rapids. You made the list.
It was such a shock.
I know. Yeah. Apparently, I broke that news to you and did not mean to, but it's so exciting, and I'm not surprised even a little bit, but it is incredible, and I want to congratulate you on that, of course.
It only makes me work harder, but I'll stop and smile for the recognition. But I want to try, even though it's not really the best of, I want to see if I can somehow get the favorite certificate to hang on there. Because you walk into establishments, and you see best of Grand Rapids.
It's true.
And that's pretty credible. I mean,
I think it's pretty cool. You know, I guess I'm a little bit biased coming from the magazine myself, but I think it's a fun distinction to have. You know, we've got quite a readership here in Grand Rapids and have been quite established for a while. So I think it's good to know when our readers care about things.
Print up just a piece of paper that says favorites, and I'll display your name all over the
I'll
maps.
I'll have to do that.
A little much. All right, just Sarah Tinscher, thank you. A weekend that's right around the corner, like it basically starts tonight for many. So be safe out there, and we find out more information about your magazine how?
Absolutely. You can find it on grmag.com and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Awesome. Good day to you.
You too.